From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. A federal judge is ordering sweeping changes to how Missouri's parole board treats prisoners sentenced to life behind bars for crimes committed as children or teenagers. U.S. District Judge Nanette Laurie this month ordered new hearings for prisoners sentenced as juveniles who were previously denied parole. She barred the parole board from denying release solely because of the seriousness of those prisoners' crimes. The ruling comes after prisoners filed a class action lawsuit against Missouri's prison system. They allege the parole board did not give them a fair shot at freedom, despite a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that found life sentences for juveniles without parole are unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. Associated Press requests for comment to Missouri's Corrections Department, Parole Board, and Attorney General were not immediately returned today. The Silver Dollar City theme park near Branson is planning an expansion that is expected to cost more than $30 million. Park President Brad Thomas said Tuesday the expansion will include a Mystic River Falls ride to replace the Lost River of the Ozarks ride. Thomas said the park has invested $100 million into new rides and improvements since the year 2010. Almost 2.2 million people visited the park last year. Health officials in eastern Missouri's Franklin County plan mass hepatitis A vaccinations Friday and Saturday after another outbreak of the contagious liver infection. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports an employee at a Bob Evans restaurant in Washington was infected. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says it's uncommon for restaurant patrons to catch hepatitis A from a sick food handler, but urged precautionary vaccinations for those who ate at the restaurant between August 3rd and Monday. The health department advised patrons to monitor their health for 50 days after exposure. The case marked the third time since June that a Franklin County diagnosis prompted a public warning. The parents of a 17-year-old who died by suicide have reached a settlement with the Howard County School District. Angela and Michael Suttner sued the district and several school officials after their son, Kenneth Suttner, died in December 2016. They claimed the district did not protect their son despite knowing he was being bullied by students and teachers at Glasgow High School. The Columbia, Missourian reports a Boone County judge approved the confidential settlement Monday. The Suttner family also reached a confidential settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit against Dairy Queen. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.